Coming up in our headlines, Ghana to export refined bitumen in large quantities by close of 2024. We'll hear from President Akufo-Addo as he commissions the Goil SMB bitumen plant in Tema. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Statistical Service casts doubts of achieving end-year inflation target despite continuous decline over the past months. Plus, all is set for the Ecobank Joy News Mini Fair, which comes off at the Good Park near Accra Mall tomorrow. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Government has indicated that Ghana will soon export refined bitumen in large quantities to countries within the West African sub-region and beyond by the end of the year. President Akufo-Addo made the announcement at the commissioning of Goil SMB bitumen plant in Tema.
This plant must operate at the highest standard, ensuring that the bituminous products produced here are of the highest quality and meet international specifications. I'm confident that both Goil and SMB will help maintain the operational excellence required to make this plant a leader in the bitumen production industry. To support this growth, government remains committed to providing an enabling environment for industrial ventures such as this. We will continue to implement policies that promote investment in key sectors of the economy, including infrastructure, manufacturing, and energy.
You heard President Akufo-Addo. Now, the Ghana Statistical Service has revealed that it is too early to project that government is on track to achieve its end-of-year inflation target. This is despite consistent decline in inflation rate over the past 5 months to hit 20.4% for the month of August. Bank of Ghana is looking at ending the year with an inflation rate of 17%, but government statistician Professor Samuel Obnenim says more data is needed to be definitive about the outlook.
In the case of consumer price index and rate of inflation, I think I was very clear on the variables that we should use or should be guided by if we want to do any forecasting. In the space of Ghana Statistical Service, we as much as possible don't get into that conversation because we are not privy to the exact policies that are going to be put out in the ensuing month until they are out. But definitely whatever policy intervention that is being instituted or will be instituted between now and December cannot be ignored if you want to do any forecasting. We need to be very clear in our minds on that. If we look at today's rate and we say, let's assume no policy happens, and let's say we assume that month-on-month inflation is going to change by X, it's going to be erroneous. The margin of error on that is going to be so huge and nobody's going to take the conversation seriously. So the first issue has to do with the conversation around policy.
You heard government statistician Professor Samuel Obnenim speaking there. Now, the Minerals Commission has rejected calls for the outright ban of small-scale mining in the country as a measure of fighting galamsey. According to the chief executive officer of the commission, Martin Eisi, a total ban of small-scale mining will not be the panacea to ending the galamsey menace.
The wholesale ban will affect lawful operators, particularly those who are working underground, who don't have any issues with this environmental, if you like, catastrophe, disaster, terrorism that has been, you know, used all over the place. So that is the number one problem. You can't use one brush to sweep everybody. Just like the way you go to the West and you say you're coming to do an investment in Ghana, they will tell you, oh, Africa, don't go there. We are 54 or so countries that are different in everything. Ghana is not Sudan, Ghana is not Mali, Ghana is not Burkina. We may have certain things in common. So you cannot say that because there is war in Sudan, nobody should come and invest in Ghana. It's the same thing here. So I will not support total ban on persons doing small scale lawfully. And that is one of my strongest points.
Martin Eisi is the chief executive officer of the Minerals Commission. Moving on to some other stories, the Concerned Farmers Association of Ghana has joined calls for security agencies across the country's borders to intensify efforts to stop smuggling of cocoa beans. Farmers made the appeal after government announced a 45% rise in the producer price of cocoa beans. Nana Obuadi Obuating is the chairman general of the association.
Well, with the smuggling that is being going, it's not the farmers that smuggled this cocoa beans out there. We call them political farming. They have been selling and flipping, how they call it, our cocoa out of the country. There's no way that a farmer will be carrying 50 bags or 100 bags of cocoa to cross border to Togo or maybe Nigeria or Cote d'Ivoire. So that is something that the security people have to look at, because our security system is being thought, because how come they'll be smuggling a huge amount of people like this through our borders and then nothing has been done? Or maybe they can't even see. I mean, it is very something. So they have to check their security very well, and then we have to produce it. And
Nana Obuadie Boateng Bonso is the Chairman General of the Concerned Farmers Association of Ghana. The Electricity Company of Ghana has assured that there is adequate gas supply to provide power to consumers after a planned shutdown of the gas floating production storage and offloading FPSO by ENI Ghana and partners. In a statement, the ECG indicated that the shutdown of the FPSO vessel will begin from Thursday, which is today, September 12th, to Wednesday, September 18th, as part of a scheduled maintenance exercise. More in this report.
All of the funding comes from either.
We still apologize for that. We shall bring you the right sound subsequently. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Digital payment service provider Visa has assured that it will continue to invest in technology to detect fraud and boost confidence of consumers on its platform. According to Visa, this is critical as the efforts by fraudsters continue to grow across the continent. Country head of Visa Ghana, Fabrice Conan, has been explaining to Joy Business in an interview at a workshop on countless payments in Accra.
We progress more. And we progress more because we have a lot of data. And we use what you call artificial intelligence, you know, with the data we have, we can spot some of the not really normal trends. And that's how a lot of issues are really, before even you hear about them, you know, somewhere in the country or even in Ghana, they are really stopped by us, by our systems, by a fraud system to ensure that, you know, people are not impacted. When you say people, it's the consumer, it's also our partner banks, which enable those technologies. So we will continue to invest in that one. We invest a lot of money each year in strengthening our risk management, you know, framework, and we'll continue to invest because this is really the guarantee of our brand. It's really about the best way to pay and to be paid, and because it's secure and it's convenient for the people.
Fabrice Conan is the country head of Visa Ghana, speaking there. Now, meat is an important in every meal for both adults and children. Dietitians have particularly advocated the inclusion of meat in meals for children to help them grow well. Despite this important, healthy processing of meat has been neglected in most parts of the country. Today on Food Chain, my colleague Jesse Eriam-Agbapo explores some challenges currently faced by local meat producers as she interacts with the director of Choice in Meat, Cyril Opong.
Ghana's local meat market is projected to grow by 9.33% between 2024 to 2029. That's according to the Statistical Market Insights. This projected growth, some meat producers and processors believe, will be a challenge due to the high consumption of imported meat products rather than local products. Today on Food Chain, Director at Choice in Meat, Cyril Opon, shares how the influx of imported meat products is affecting local producers.
The imported meats, honestly, are a big challenge and a headache because most of them come in at a cheaper cost than we can produce here. Because what we learn is that most of those farms outside in the EU and so on, they are subsidized. And they store it, and after a while, they need to get rid of it. So they would sell it, and they have advantages of economies of scale. One farm will probably have 100,000 pigs. Whereas here, if a pig farm with even 500 pigs is considered a big farm. So if we allow them to just keep coming in, we will kill our industry here, because the industry is still growing and therefore cannot match and compete with already mature industries.
Cyril laments the sector receives minimal support from the government and called for a reduction in prices of feed components to cushion animal farmers.
Well, one of the things I think the government can do is to try and, if possible, guarantee some of the inputs for us. Yes, so that we don't have to go and compete, like I said, we compete with King KSLS for the same maize. But it's not even only pig farmers. The poultry farmers are even more than the pig farmers. They also do the same thing. Because maize, again, for poultry, just like piggery, maize is a major component of the feed that you use to feed them, pigeon.
The director of Choice in Meat also added that the high import duty cost is a major challenge preventing meat processors from accessing the needed equipment to work efficiently.
Import duties can be a killer. Just for the farm, we also have a scale we use for the farm. They are actually animal farm scales. So weighing them through those scales are quite easy. So we recently bought one, just this year. We bought a farm scale. So looking at the cost, we thought we could afford it. So let's go for it. Normally, you would expect that by the time you bring in the equipment, transport, duties, everything would cost, would add about another 30% to the value of the equipment you bought. This time, it was almost 100% the cost of the equipment. And that honestly caught me totally off guard. But fortunately, we were able to push and then have the machine released. Because after having spent so much, you dare not let them seize the machine for demurrage.
Ghana's meat production grew with a total increase of 39,000 metric tons, reaching 253,000 metric tons in 2023. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eram Agbapo.
And you can watch Food Chain on the Joy News channel on Saturday at 6 p.m. and, of course, a repeat on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. Straight to the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair, and Aramax Ghana is promising patrons of the fair modified total logistics and warehousing solutions ahead of the fair. Vivian Taki, sales manager at Aramax Ghana, says aside the discounts being offered, patrons are assured of excellent customer experience.
In terms of customer service, Aramex prides itself in excellent customer service. Once you open an account with Aramex, we have a whole team that supports your services. So we have two customer services that are keeping you updated, that are monitoring your shipments. So if you're a one-man business and you have that extra support from Aramex as well, with our technology-driven services as well, you're able to track your shipments. You have an interactive dashboard where you can know where your shipment is, what is happening, when you're expecting it, so that you can plan your operations properly. That is what makes us different. Mm-hmm. Customer service, technology, and competitive pricing.
And the Joy News EcoBank Habitat Fair comes off at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair will start from 13th, which is tomorrow, to 15th September, Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And admission is free. Remember to be there for all your housing needs. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yes, one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic. In any money emergency situation, EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojubaka. To have a good